As we've talked about, the idea of a personalized reality, these bespoke realities you're talking about, are not new. Disagreement is not new. Even strong disagreement or violent disagreement is not new. Is the country's current political division a blip that we'll talk about and look back on years from now, the way we think about 1968 or we think about other periods in this country? Or is this, as your co-host Bob Garfield said after the election last year, a sort of a fulcrum or a turning point for the country into a different mode of communication, a different way of regarding each other and our elected officials that will be the next few decades or longer?
One thing that I learned a long time ago, and which was underscored when I was writing The Trouble with Reality, is that prognostication is a loser's game. I mean, the fact is, nothing escapes politicization now, even a hurricane. But it is diminished. And it is possible that we can find our way back together before decades have passed. But democracy is hard, and democracy is challenged when the consensus shrinks and when there isn't a common pool of information from which both sides can draw, but instead two separate pools of information that never touch. It's a risky situation. It's not the first time, but things, I think, will get really messy before the fulcrum springs back.